Our next guests are the hosts of a popular podcast that is too racy for the radio, but we will keep it PG, although it will contain adult themes. That's because the podcast is called My Dad Wrote a Porno. It started with a guy named Jamie Morton in the UK who found out his dad was writing erotic literature about a saleswoman in the pots and pans industry. So Jamie and his friends decided to start a podcast on which they read one poorly written chapter each episode with their own commentary, like this one.
It only took Peter Rouse 25 seconds to remove his clothes.
Why is it so specific? And also, was everything Velcroed?
That's got to be a record.
25 seconds for all of his clothes, but for Belinda's...
Boots.
Jodhpurs, was it? Or boots?
It's taken a chapter and a half.
Seriously, on and off they are.
It only took Peter Rouse 25 seconds to remove his clothes and position himself beside Belinda on the bed.
Nothing says sexy like, so eager. Ready? Don't waste any time.
I feel like he left one sock on or something.
It's become an international hit with more than 200 million downloads, and it's coming to the U.S. for a cross-country tour this spring. Co-host Jamie Morton, James Cooper, and Alice Levine join us now. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hello.
And Jamie, set the scene for us. You discovered that your retired father had written an erotic novel called Belinda Blinked under a pen name, which was Rocky Flintstone. And was your first thought, I should start a podcast and share this with the world?
No, my first thought was that I need to just kind of never imagine this thing to ever exist in the first place. So kind of just pretended that it didn't exist for a long time. And then my curiosity kind of got the better of me and I started to actually read the book. And that's when I realized that it was the most unintentionally hilarious novel, if we're even going to call it a novel, ever written. And so I kind of took it to the pub to read it to my friends. And that's kind of where the genesis of the podcast started, because James and Alice were two of the people at the pub. We all kind of immediately got quite obsessed with this work of my dad. And then as time went on, we thought we should do something with it. And it became My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Well, and James and Alice, what did you think when you first heard this in the pub?
Well, it took us about 3 hours to read two paragraphs because we kept interrupting and kept laughing, which kind of created the basis for the podcast, because that's all James and I do. I mean, I personally just became utterly, utterly obsessed with it. And I mean, we cleared the pub, didn't we?
Mm. And then it was Christmas, so we didn't see each other. And it was all we could think about. It was all we were texting each other about.
It's all you could think about, James.
We just really couldn't get out of our heads. And that's when I guess we thought, you know, if we find it funny, maybe other people will find it funny. It could be a very small niche group, but there could be other people out there who think it's amusing. So
we were evangelical, weren't we? Because, yeah, we just would recite it to people. And James is right. It felt like other people found it as fascinating, for want of a better word, to be diplomatic, as we did. And so we thought we'd give it a go.
The weird thing was, and still is, how unfazed Jamie seems to be by it all. Like, when he first brought it to the pub that time, he's like, my dad's done this thing. He's written this erotic novel. I mean, I don't know what Alice or I would think if our parents had done the same. But
well, your parents can spell. So I was more concerned with the grammatical errors and the fact that it was just awfully written, really.
Well, okay, I think we've reached the point where we should probably explain a little bit about what the story's about, which is, who's Belinda, Jamie, and why does she work in the pots and pans industry?
It's a great question. So Belinda Blumenthal is our protagonist. She's the heroine. She's the Elizabeth Bennet of porn, we like to say. And she is basically this kind of go-getting international sales director of a company called Steels Pots and Pans, who, as you say, sell pots and pans. And it's her job to kind of go around the world and sleep with as many, I guess, clients as possible to procure all of these sales and these business deals. She gets herself into many awkward scrapes, but the great thing about Belinda is that she's always in control of every single sexual scenario she's in. So she's actually kind of a bit of a feminist icon at this point. People love her for that.
Well, he's written a kind of... She's pansexual. Well, everyone in the book seems to be pansexual.
Pots and pansexual.
Everyone's super... Very nice. Everyone's super sex positive.
Can you, keeping in mind that you're speaking to an NPR audience and not the podcast audience where you can kind of say any words that you want to, give me just a little taste of what's in the book.
Oh, I mean, that's just so much. I mean, there are kind of iconic lines at this point that people shout at us in the street, which is a bit disconcerting. But things like her breasts hung freely like pomegranates is quite a popular one. My dad describes one character's nipples as being as large as the 3-inch rivets which held the hull of the fateful Titanic together. That's quite imaginative, I think you'll agree.
And tragic.
Yeah. And someone's manhood is described as the flesh of mankind. So he's nothing if not a poet, shall we say.
Let's talk about the podcast. You've gotten, as we've said, over 200 million downloads. You've got a book and an HBO comedy special. You're doing a live tour in the U.S. this spring. Did it surprise you at all how big this became so quickly?
I mean, who knew the world was full of so many perverts? I mean, it's amazing. Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, we just record this podcast in one of our kitchens. That's how we've always done it. So it does feel very strange when you're in the setup to think that, yeah, millions of people around the world will listen to it.
We kind of forgot that a podcast was global in the first place. We thought it was like local radio, so we thought we'd only be in our postcode in London.
Yeah, local to our kitchen, yeah.
So it was really exciting when, you know, people in America started listening to things like that. And they always, I think our British accents help kind of make the porn less severe. People always say we're the Ron, Hermione and Harry of pornography. So I think that really helped.
Dad Rotica, please.
Dad Rotica, sorry.
How has your dad responded to his newfound fame?
Oh, my goodness. He loves it. I mean, what's extraordinary about my dad is that he didn't expect any of this. You know, he was just writing in the garden shed, completely anonymously under this Rocky Flintstone pseudonym. And then for all of this to kind of happen because of something that he came up with in a drunken haze, I can only imagine, is really incredible. And it's been so nice to do it with him and go on this journey with him, because he's learning about things that I do for a living. I'm learning way more about him. And it's been a really nice kind of bonding thing, as gross as that might sound initially about my dad's pornography. But actually, as two people, we've really enjoyed the process together.
If you don't focus on the moves.
Exactly, exactly. You just have to kind of separate, you know, what we're talking about to, like, the experience. And yeah, he just loves it. I mean, you know, he is such a kind of generous person. You know, he's really been up for us doing this podcast. And it isn't even that he is, like, impervious to offense. He loves the fact that we constantly are ribbing him. He's the biggest wind-up merchant. So he kind of comes around and sees us and he says to Alice and James, you got to do better than that. You got to hit me harder. Come on. Yeah, really, really, really tear me down.
But do you think his writing is getting any better?
No, it's getting worse. Much worse. Really bad, actually. At this
point, to be fair, like, what seems to have evolved as the books have gone on is his plot has emerged. I mean, it took about 3 books to get there, but where we're at now is the Belinda Blinks has evolved in this kind of spy novel.
He's kind of switched genres halfway through. He got bored, clearly, of the
business. Quite bored of the sex, actually. Yeah. He kind of sometimes forgets to put sex into chapters. So there'll be great chunks of books where he's like, oh, and then they did it in the conference room. Okay, next bit.
Yeah. I think it's ended up being what he's always wanted it to be, which is a kind of James Bond novel.
Yeah, essentially.
The erotica was a way in for his true dream. Yeah.
And Jamie, what does your mom think about this?
Oh, my mum. She's gone on a real evolution. Do you know what? She's actually been great throughout. She never once said that we couldn't do it. We played her the first episode and she didn't listen. As the show's kind of grown, she's kind of really understood how much people around the world love the show. And I think that really brings her a lot of happiness that Dad and me have kind of done something to be proud of in a weird way.
She said something so sweet as well about Rocky, tripping myself up there, about to not use his pen name. but she basically said, didn't she, that she was like, oh, he's never told me how to live my life, so I'm not going to tell him how to live his. She's like, it wouldn't be the book that I would choose to read on the beach, but I'm really proud of what's happened with it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, as much as we mock the words and we love to, you know, take the mick out of his stories, none of us have written a novel. Like, yeah. None of us have sat down and done it. So, you know, he's written, I don't even know how many now. We're only on book 5. I say only. You know, this is, I'm going to say this is one of the most famous fictional series now in the world. Yeah, definitely. Let's say that.
And also for my mum, you know, when she kind of has these milestones of kind of acceptance, and the real one, the really big one for my mum was when Emma Thompson came on the show and outed herself as a fan of my dad's work. And I think that was when Mum was like, oh my God, if Dame Emma Thompson likes it, then I've kind of got to get on board with it now.
Well, I want to congratulate you all, not just on the podcast, but also on getting through an entire segment with us in a way that even a 13-year-old could listen safely.
Oh, you're welcome.
We didn't swear once.
That's right. That is Jamie Morton, James Cooper, and Alice Levine. They are hosts of the podcast My Dad Wrote a Porno. They're going to be touring the United States with their show starting next March. Thanks to all of you for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
And that moment with Emma Thompson we just heard about, here it is.
This is the first time that we've brought the podcast to somebody else's house. Usually we just do it at ours. So thank you for hosting.
That could also be a veiled kind of, oh, you couldn't be bothered to get on a bus, you It could be that. I can't work it out because I don't know you well enough.
So it's thinly
veiled. I'm trying to read your face. This is the first time we've had to leave the comfort of our own studio and come to somebody else's house. I don't know. I can't tell yet.
I think you would have come to us before what happened last week, actually. I have a sneaking suspicion that something's gone to your head, Dame Emma Thompson.
Yes, that's right. That's right. I've had all the furniture slightly raised. So I'm an inch above you, as
like
you can
the twits.
See. Yeah.